You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A man from Brisbane, Australia, who booked four cheap first-class flights to the U.S. due to an error on the, is it Qantas? Is that how you pronounce the airline? On their website, was shocked when he was hit with a more than $100,000 bill after the national carrier promised to rebook customers on business class at no extra cost. Qantas sold hundreds of first-class fares between Australia and the U.S. for up to 85% cheaper than usual in the early hours of August 23rd by mistake. The airline, which under its terms and conditions can cancel and refund customers if there is an error or mistake that is reasonably obvious, instead promised to rebook passengers in business class at no additional cost as a gesture of goodwill. This guy booked four first-class return flights to Dallas, Texas for his family for about $17,500. Qantas realized their mistake, turned around and said, you owe us $100,000. All right, let's get to the story here about Ozempic and all that stuff.
Here we go.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk defending the high cost of Ozempic and Wegovy in the United States, saying the blockbuster drugs are ultimately saving taxpayers money on obesity-related costs. Quoting here from Lars Jørgensen, if you look at just the cost of obesity in the U.S., it's a disease that costs Americans more than $400 billion a year. And we're actually providing products that's actually helping take that cost burden off. He was speaking to NBC News. Okay, let's bring in Dr. Tague, Dr. Rick Tague, who is on the hotline. Hello.
Hello.
So glad to hear you, Dr. Tague, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. We have a lot of things we want to talk about, but we have so many listeners who have called in really over the last year, upset that all of the sudden the medication that had been helping them lose weight, feel better, all of the things is now no longer covered by insurance. And you've been doing this 30 plus years in the industry. Let's start with how these medications have changed really the entire weight loss industry, and then we'll get into a little bit of why it costs so much and if there's relief on the way.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a big topic, Dana, and there's a lot at stake. It's really people's health is at stake when it comes to weight management. And yes, we do have new, more powerful tools available, but I think the listeners need to just be reminded that they are a tool, and they're one tool. They're not the solution to overweight problems. And it really needs to be a comprehensive approach when people are dealing with weight problems. So there's a risk if we rely on one treatment, whether it's one of the new injectables or an older medication, if a person has a side effect or the medication stops being manufactured or that becomes expensive, not affordable, or there's an allergic reaction, all sorts of reasons can come up that can interfere with a treatment plan. So from the beginning, there needs to be an understanding of what caused the overweight in the beginning. And once you get clarity on causation, whether it's a hormone imbalance, an appetite disorder, some inherited overweight tendency, a diabetes tendency, insulin resistance, dietary issues, once you get clarity on causation, then you can establish a wise, broad, comprehensive treatment approach that's not dependent on just one medication. So that's our approach. I want to make sure that people understand the appropriate way to deal with an overweight problem. And then your question about these new medications, yes, they're a very powerful treatment and very appropriate for many individuals. But you don't want to rely solely on the medication. So with that said, yes, they are having some issues, of course, with the price. It's not affordable for most individuals. The manufacturing companies have not been able to keep up with the worldwide demand because it's not just a problem in the United States. It's all over the world where these drugs are being used, and the manufacturers have just not been able to keep up. So what happened last year was the FDA was observing this challenge, and that there were people that needed the medication that either couldn't afford it or that just plain is not available. So they gave emergency authorization for compounding companies, compounding pharmacies, to manufacture the exact same compounds, so the exact medications, just under a generic formula, so that they could increase the supply and also make it more affordable. So that has been a great addition to the overall scene as well.
Dr. Tagg, I was just reading here, the patent for Ozempic's active ingredient expires in March of 2026 in China, in 2031 in Europe and Japan, and 2032 in the United States.
Okay.
And so is that when the cost might come down, is in 2032?
For the brand names, the one thing that is happening is that there are more medications coming on board and becoming available. So the research in the area of obesity has just exploded in the past decade, and the understanding of what internal hormones control appetite and metabolism has expanded so much that there are new opportunities available now with our understanding to create new medications. So new pharmaceuticals are coming. There'll be several new ones come out in the next 5 to 10 years. Every time there's a new option that comes out, there's competition. And competition in America means lower prices. So we've already seen some prices start to drop on brand name medications. But then, of course, with the FDA authorization, now the generic drugs of the two main weight loss medications, semaglutide and tirzepatide, are now available generically. So the competition has already started and prices are already dropping. And we're seeing more availability.
Dr. Tagg, I'm glad you brought up the research. What does the research show? Because for people listening, let's say you were just gifted and born with a runner's physique. You can eat anything you want, carbs all day, every day, and you've got that metabolism where you don't gain a pound. You know this about me because I've been coming to you as a friend and client for years. I was not given that DNA when I was born. All the women on my side of the family have struggled with weight their entire lives. And people will say, well, just stop eating, just exercise, just don't eat as much. It drives me crazy when people say that don't understand the research behind what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's so true. I have so many individuals come and see me with the same story, Dana. I had a woman yesterday come in tears and said, I have been to so many physicians. I've been to multiple dietitians. They tell me the same thing, eat less, exercise more. It has not worked. I already eat small portions. I eat healthy foods. I try to be active. And she had already had gastric surgery. And still, she was gaining weight. So there needs to be much better evaluation of people to understand causation, causative factors. What's going on with the metabolism? Why do these people not overeat and still gain weight? Is there a hormone imbalance? Is it menopause? Are there sex hormone imbalances? Eating disorders, cravings, various things like that. But oftentimes it's metabolism and some appetite tendencies combined. So it needs to have a comprehensive evaluation and understanding of what's going on. And then you develop a plan to manage it for the short term and long term.
I'll point out in this story from NBC News, Wegovy, I think I'm pronouncing that right, costs roughly $1,300 a month in the United States. The prices are drastically different elsewhere, $186 a month in Denmark, $137 a month in Germany, $92 a month in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It's unfortunate. And it is a disaster for the American population that has worse medical needs for the medication than most other countries on the planet. And yet it's less affordable here than anywhere. So, I mean, we all understand that it's expensive to bring new medications into the United States. They have them researched and approved by the FDA. That costs a lot of money, but at some point the price is overreaching and just not good from an ethical standpoint for patients. So if they can afford it to have it at lower prices elsewhere, they should be able to make it more affordable here in the state.
Have you also seen, Dr. Tagg, for people who go off these medications, and I've joked you'll pry it out of my cold, dead, thin hands, and that's accurate, that for people who, for whatever reason, if it's cost or otherwise, people who come off the medications, what does the research show about the rebound weight gain? or the percentage of that happening?
Yeah. So it's highly variable. And if you just read the horror stories that you might hear, you know, on the news or some social media campaign, it's more alarming than it needs to be. So the reality is, if there's no follow-up treatment or management and people stop the medicine cold turkey, about half of the weight they've lost will come back in the following year. And I would say, well, of course, if you stop any medical management plan, the underlying medical condition is going to get worse when the treatment is removed. So that would be a reason for not just stopping the medication and not having a follow-up plan that involves a healthy nutrition plan, perhaps substitute medications. There's so many other medication options out there that have been around for up to 60 years that can be used. Of course, fitness, activity plans, just a lot of common sense approaches. But yes, if they do nothing, half the weight comes back in about a year.
Dr. Tagg, do appreciate your time and your expertise today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, that is Dr. Rick Tagg. We'll take your calls now at 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dan and Parks. All right, we do have a line open if you want it. 913-586-7798.
Nice choice, Sam.
Big thanks to Dr. Tagg to come on the air. Somebody writes in on the text line, every single person that comes to the doctor, they want this drug, Ozempic or Wegovy. My wife is a nurse. She wants to quit over these drugs. They have so much work to do to jump through the hoops to try and find ways to get it for their patients. Telephone number 913-586-7798. Kim in Raymore. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You feel like
yours.
Family to me. There's a new medication out for a liver disease, and I have stage 2 liver fibrosis, and my insurance is a major insurance company through my husband's work. They denied me 3 times, even after I paid a liver biopsy, $1,000 out of pocket, and they still denied me this medication. It's the only medication out there right now because it's new as of March. And they still won't let me have the medication. But luckily with my GI doctor, they was able to go directly to the maker of the drug. And I am now able to get it free from them.
Good. Oh, wow. Good, Kim. All right. Thank you for the call. Somebody says on the text line, why do we even allow patents on medicine? And I'm not in big pharma. I'm not a doctor. My guess would be R&D. Yep. Research and development. Yep.
There is not a research department out there that would continue existing if they couldn't patent the product.
Yeah, because it gives them a window of time to make a ton of money.
Okay, right. But then how, when you describe the cost in other countries, why doesn't it work that way there?
Dana, I don't know.
Okay, so you go to Denmark and this is $50, but here it's $1,600.
My guess would be that most of those countries that I mentioned have some form of what would be called
socialized medicine. Okay.
And they control the cost or the prices. And that's how they do it. But we do not here in these United States. And, you know, so it's true. You know, $186 a month in Denmark, $92 a month in England, $1,300 a month in the United States. And some insurance companies refuse to cover it. Now, I don't know because I'm not particularly overweight. And I don't have diabetes. I don't know if insurance companies will cover it if you have confirmed diabetes, but they won't cover it if you're using Wegovy and Ozempic for weight loss.
And I think that's different for everybody. I think some will, some won't. Some will, and then they go, "Map, not now."
Mm-hmm. Let's go to David in Overland Park, 586-7798. Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Love
Thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank you. It's yours.
Oh, my take on it is I do have diabetes, not overweight, but here lately in the last 6-8 months, I've been having a hard time being able to get my prescriptions filled, and the pharmacists are telling me it's because there's so many people using it for weight loss that me, that I need it for my diabetes to keep my blood sugar down, to stay out of the hospital, I can't get it because people are paying. And a lot of time it seems like the pharmacies are selling it to the weight loss people that are paying cash for it over me, that my insurance is covering most of it.
So your insurance does cover, are you on Ozempic or Wegovy?
Or Mounjaro, there's a bunch of them, David.
I'm on Mounjaro, and it has helped me lose. I mean, I'm down 80 pounds from where at my heaviest weight, and I'm the lightest now that I've been in my life, basically, it seems like. But anyways, the insurance, it's just hard to get it now.
But I go back to the companies, David. They, and I'm reading this from NPR, where someone in the industry says the companies should have been prepared to meet the demand given their very aggressive advertising campaigns.
No, you can't watch. I, you know this about me. I watch way too much cable news, and it's rarely a commercial break where there's not a Wegovy or an Ozempic commercial. It's all they play. On CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, it's everywhere.
Listen to this. If someone is morbidly obese, they have every right to use the drug for weight loss. It's the people that are using this strictly to lose 8 or 10 pounds that I have an issue with. Now, I agree with that from this NPR. If you are in Hollywood and trying to slim down for a role, come on. And this story comes with a photo of a very thin runway model who hit the catwalk wearing a tank top that reads,
"I love Ozempic. I heart Ozempic."
On the runway, on the catwalk, a model is wearing a t-shirt that says, "I heart Ozempic." That prompted an outcry, as you can imagine.
She doesn't weigh a pound over a buck 20.
No, she needs to eat.
It's the easy button.
Well, if you're a runway model, I don't know that I disagree with you, Sam, but it's really not the easy button for people who medically need it. I don't agree with that at all.
See, and therein lies the argument, and Dr. Tate did talk about this. I do know some people who are very overweight, and it has to be a metabolism problem because or they're sneaking snacks in the middle of the night that they're
you
not telling
you. You heard him say the woman came in tears yesterday.
That's right.
And it is not eat less, eat a salad. It's just not that simple, especially for women over 40, the age of 40.
I'll say this. I will not say who it is, but I used to know a lady, she doesn't live here anymore, who was a very good friend. And, well, I worked with her somewhere, and she ate like you do, Sam, for lunch, brings in carrots and peppers, and, you know, she ate a very, very healthy diet, and she was extremely overweight. I do think there is a segment of our population that as much as they want to be thin or thinner, they cannot do it.
Well, and look within friends, siblings groups, Scott.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had multiple children. All of those kids except one had great metabolisms.
Mm-hmm.
They ate the same. You know what I'm saying? And I remember her saying, like, the pediatrician's like, "What are you feeding this kid?" And I'm like, "The same thing that I feed all the other ones. This one is just going to have those metabolic
issues.
Period. DNA.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Poor boss. Dan out in the newsroom's got him knee deep in some conversation about
taking this to the air?
Creation of storms.
Well, you know, that term originated back in 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
It's the Alpha Delta.
Giving Dana updates because her view's
kind of
blocked.
He just looked at me and goes, "Poor boss, he's trapped out there." He goes, "He left his office like 35 minutes ago and can't get out of the damn building because Dan won't stop talking."
Dan, we love you.
Are they listening out there?
I don't think so. No,
I know they're too enthralled in conversation. Obviously,
one of them is the world's problem.
Yeah, one of them is. Poor boss.
One's enthralled. One is entrapped.
You know, boss has like a doctor's appointment at 3:30.
He's just so nice.
He's texting his doctor. I'm not going to make it.
Not going to make it.
Schedule me for next week.
Dan saw me.
Alpha Delta.
Sean in Independence. Hello, Sean. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing really well. Thank you.
Hey, you were asking about, you know, why other countries pay so little. Part of it is socialized medicine, but a lot of it is just government contracts that are in place with these countries. I worked in the pharmaceutical industry, research and development, for about 30 years, and 99% of all research is done here in the U.S. So we bear the burden for a lot of that.
Why is that?
Yeah, why?
Because no one has the money to do it. You have to look at it like this. We take about 100 drugs, okay, new ideas. And you'll pump about $100 million, $50 million each one of these studies. Well, at the end of, 10 years, when you're looking at these studies, you might have one, if you're really lucky, two you can sell. So we've lost a lot of money in research right there. So that's why it gets made up.
But explain to me these government contracts, if you could. You said you worked in big pharma.
Well, there's countries who buy drugs from us. Because of the way their system is set up and other places, we have to meet their price requirements. So if we don't, we just don't sell it.
And basically,
they're just giving it away to people.
Are these high prices? Because I've never worked in the pharmaceutical industry. Are these high prices in the United States the only thing that drives research and development? So in other words, if we had a similar government contract with these drug companies, would all research and development dry up?
Pretty much.
And I know... go ahead, continue.
The thing about it is, don't get me wrong, the people on the top of the pharmaceutical industry are making millions. I mean, there's a lot of, fluff at the top that they could get rid of.
Okay. All right.
All right, man. Hey, I do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Hey, no problem.
Today is National Police Women's Day. If you are anywhere on social media today, I want to read what someone just posted out of the state of New York. These were the trailblazing first four female New York State troopers in 1974. Okay. They had to fight to wear pants like their male counterparts and won. Shout out to all the women who serve our cities, states, and nation. And they look like mounted patrol posse officers, like, right? Only they're wearing very short shorts in 1974.
Those aren't skirts.
And the women said, we would like to wear the proper required uniform, just like our male counterparts in 1974. And they won that fight. So, and we've got so many female chiefs of police here.
Oh, yeah. The new one in Overland Park.
Lenexa.
Of course, Stacey Graves in Kansas City.
So happy National Police Women's Day to all the fierce women out there.
Amen. Story here from NBC News. Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced Hollywood mogul whose alleged sexual misconduct fueled the hashtag MeToo movement, has been indicted on new charges by a New York City grand jury, according to prosecutors in Manhattan. They announced that today. The new indictment is under seal, according to prosecutor Nicole Bloomberg. A trial date has been set for November 12th.
Good God. I hope it was a woman that put the cuffs on him, by the way.
Well, it's a woman who's prosecuting him.
Good.
NBC News was the first to report this month that a grand jury had been convened to hear from women who had come forward with new accusations against Weinstein, who is 72 years old.
Bye.
In all, more than 80 women have accused him of some form of sexual assault or harassment. He has denied all their claims. Wow. Convicted in 2020. Sentenced to 23 years in prison. All right. Good. Let's go to Lenexa for a second, because I know we talked about this in the early stages, but the Planning Commission in Lenexa has recommended denial for a homeless shelter that would be at 95th Street and I-35, roughly.
Not my backyard.
The Kansas City Star is writing, if the Lenexa City Council on Tuesday, so I presume that's Tuesday of next week, denies a special use permit to operate a homeless shelter, Johnson County would be sent back to the drawing board, possibly needing to find a new location and deciding whether to commit alternate funding in the face of a fast approaching federal deadline. The decision would be a major setback after the county has spent months evaluating the Lenexa site following years of planning for a much needed shelter. Late last month, the Lenexa Planning Commission voted 9-0 to deny a special use permit to operate a year-round shelter at the La Quinta Inn and
La Quinta.
Suites. La Quinta Inn and
Suites. Hey, La Quinta.
Well, I don't speak Spanish. I don't know how to pronounce that. La Quinta Inn and
You've
Suites.
Never stayed in a La Quinta Inn?
I don't think so.
We too good for the La Quinta Inn?
No.
I mean, I'm embarrassed that you just said La Quinta.
It was a mistake.
Get some tortilla chips for my pico de gallo.
I can't listen to a damn thing coming out of his mouth because as soon as I heard La Quinta, it was over.
Is there jalapeno in that pico de gallo?
I think there is. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry I let you down. Conversation in the newsroom is over. Okay.
I mean,
what?
The very serious topic that we're trying to discuss. I don't know. Why didn't they expect pushback? I mean, they should have seen this coming from a mile away.
Okay, but what is actually a mile away from I-35 and help me with that intersection,
in the direct
Scott.
Vicinity, well, it's a lot of businesses.
Yeah, it's a lot of businesses.
You go a block and a half away, and you're in residential
I think
area.
There used to be a Holiday Inn over there. I mean, of course, it's on the I-35 corridor, so there's an old Holiday Inn in that area, a La Quinta Inn and Suites. I'm never going to leave that one down.
No, you're not, because, Scott, it's a budget hotel.
Okay. I've stayed in a budget hotel before.
As have I.
Yes, I stayed at, there's one in Lincoln that I stay at all the time.
I don't even know what it's called.
I'm getting ready to tell you.
It's La Quinta Inn.
It's a mom and pop hotel. I think it's the only one in the country. Mm-hmm. It's called the Victoria Inn, or Victorian Inn.
Right.
And it's very budgety.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. La Quinta in Spanish means next to Denny's.
Have you ever?
That is not what it means. That is a joke because there's always a Denny's next to a La Quinta. That's good right there. That's good.
Have you ever stayed in lodging that requires you to have a key to get into the room from the exterior of the parking lot?
It's called a motel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Not at my advanced age now.
By the way, La Quinta means the fifth.
It means next to Denny's.
The fifth. It's way, way better. Next to Denny's.
I'm looking up a map of the area, and I'll tell you what's in that area. Let's see here. All right. I-35, 95th Street, Lenexa. Okay, there's a Sam's Club there. I'm not going to say the name of this restaurant because it's also a Spanish restaurant. There's a Costco. Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen is in that area. A Radisson Hotel.
Okay.
And an apartment complex just to the south.
It was Lenexa in August, actually, that recommended denying the permit to operate the homeless shelter. No one wants this in their backyard.
No,
okay,
of course
nobody,
not.
Of course. Nobody wants it. However, find a more appropriate use of vacant space than something like a La Quinta Inn, and you can't. There are individual rooms with individual doors with individual bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's the same thing with domestic violence shelters. We've talked about this. What a great use of vacant space once a hotel like this shuts down to use it for something like this.
But this is not a permanent stay situation. So the argument of the residents nearby is, what are they going to do after the 3 months that they're allowed to stay there?
Mm-hmm.
You kick them out the front door, yep, say good luck, bye-bye.
Walk.
And then where do they end up?
In front of your business.
Or your home.
There are homes just to the east.
Oh, you'd be furious if you had a house just to... would be if it's a block away or two blocks away.
You'd be furious even if it was your business right there.
Actually, look at all these little light gray dots. This is to the west of I-35 and 95th. Those are all houses. Every single little light gray dot is a house. And they would put it right there.
Where else are you going to put it?
In the county? Why not? I mean, there are... Johnson County is not all urban, you know, or suburban. There is open space. Now, granted, people in Gardner-Edgerton wouldn't want it. I don't know the answer. 913-586. 7798-913-586. 7798. You're on Dana and Parks. Somebody on the text line says there's a really open space just to the east of the radio station in Mission. Build it at the Gateway Project. Okay.
Well, I mean, we can start the approval process now, and then in 15 years, it'll get denied.
Right.
Pat in St. Joe. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because I know how you're doing. You're having too much fun. Okay. This show's great. I'm on the tractor. I can barely hear you, but I just want to say, Scott, I pronounce La Quinta the same way, and I have for years.
Yes, sir.
My wife, it took Spanish in high school. I did not, so she used to correct me, and she doesn't any longer. She's given up. I'm still going to do it.
All right,
love the pro. That's all I wanted to say. You
Pat,
guys are great.
Pat, I love that you called in from a tractor in St. Joe. That might be my favorite ever.
Shauna in Lenexa. Hello, Shauna. Hello. Oh, shoot, that's Pat.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that was my fault. I hit the wrong button.
No, you're fine. As a Lenexican, copyright pending for many, many years.
I'm stealing that.
And the loving sister of a brother who has been in and out of halfway homes and things like that. I live near 87th and Lackman, and I think it is a prime spot. You can take the old library by Ace Hardware that's been empty for years, convert that somehow. There are 5 grocery stores within a mile of 87th and Lackman. There are 2 bus stops. There are 2 highway accesses. It's just a great location. And I'm not a NIMBY. I mean, I welcome it.
Okay.
Ooh, 87th and Lackman, you said?
Yep, the old library. That's my vote.
Right next to Sarcopar Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to go over like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just to the east of Lenexa City Center, over the highway.
And just north of that is an entire neighborhood of homes that are not cheap.
Yeah, that's not going to pass.
I would like to make a motion that we...
Go get some quesadillas?
I'm never going to live that down.
Over a meal of quesadillas, we make Lenexitan the official word for those who live in Lenexa.
All right. Val in Olathe, you get the last word. Hello, Val.
Well, I just kind of want to set things straight that this proposed location at 95th and I-35 is really just like a mile west of Oak Park Mall. So if you want to kind of have a stake in the ground about where it is, it's just west of Oak Park Mall. And the La Quinta is open and operating right now. So when people talk about it's an old hotel or an abandoned hotel or whatever, it's actually in business. The county is proposing to buy it for about $5 million and put $6 million worth of rehab and so forth in it to have about an $11 million investment in this location in order to take it over and have it be a homeless shelter. And the third thing is that after they have a program laid out that after somebody's been there, I think it's either 60 or 90 days, in all that time, the county is providing these people a lot of services, trying to get them employed and help with, you know, drug rehab and those kind of things. And if they are not able to be on their own after that time period, that 60 or 90 days, then the third floor is going to have some extended stay to it. And that's the proposal that was laid out in a public meeting that I attended.
Val, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Last word actually is going to go to JC in Lenexa. Hello.
Hi. I'm one of the gray dots that lives just a couple of blocks from there, and I don't have any problem with it. I mean, people say we want some kind of answers, and then when we get something that may be an answer, well, we don't want that because it's too close where
we
live.
Right.
There are people who are not homeless who break into your houses, who assault people, and I just...
That's a fair point.
It makes me want to cry to think about this.
What are your neighbors saying though?
Oh, they're not fans.
They're not fans.
They're not fans. Yeah. No, but I missed parts of the call. I don't know what the solution is. I heard part of your last caller, and it's not just like Kansas City did. Let's drop people all over the greater Kansas City area, let them sit there for 90 days, and then let them loose with no help, no assistance, no training. And this place is not intended to be that. Why can't we try? And if it fails, at least we can say, well, we'll try. We tried.
JC, great call. Thank you for it.
Who would provide the security?
It would all be operated through Restart Inc., which is a company that is just, it has all the resources necessary to do something like this. Mm-hmm. But after the 90 days, where do they go? I mean, we saw how it turned out with the Kansas City 90-day hotel stay program.
Didn't make it 90 days.
Didn't even make it 90 days because the owner of the hotel was like, get them the blank out of here.
All right, news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.